Michigan has 13% unemployment, and in an environment like that, you can imagine there's a lot of people who are desperately looking for jobs. So imagine our surprise when a listener from Michigan called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and said he's trying to hire and can't fill the position that he needs to fill. Good morning. I want to say good morning to Anthony Afrakia. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a partner at Altruist Benefit Consulting, which is an insurance brokerage group in Bingham Farms, Michigan.
Correct.
And explain to me the story of what happened when you posted this job opening.
A few months back, we were looking for some more clerical help in our office. It was something that was going to initially start off as part-time work to see if the candidate would, you know, grasp the concept of what we were trying to do, and then eventually, you know, move that into a full-time position. So we were only starting on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 hours a day, at, you know, anywhere between $10 to $12 an hour. We posted this job, got a few calls. You know, we had it was going to be a kind of a customer service type position, so I screened many of the people on the phone. But what really took me back was one caller who had called up, asked a number of questions, and then when it came time to speak about the pay, I mentioned what we were going to pay. And the first question was, is that going to be cash under the table, or is that or taxes going to be implied to the salary? And I said, well, of course that's going to be taxed. And she said, well, I could make almost that much money staying home on unemployment, so it doesn't really justify me taking the job. And at the time, I just said, oh, okay, because I was in the middle of doing something else anyway, so I hung up, and then it kind of sunk in about a half hour later, and I was appalled by it.
Well, have you filled the position?
No, actually, what we've done is, you know, after the response we got, my partner and I, which is my father, kind of took a step back, and with the uncertainty in the healthcare market right now as a result of a lot of the things that are happening with the legislation, we decided just to, you know, kind of take the work on ourselves and just wait and see what shakes out in the coming months and years, because, you know.
But it probably makes you want to yell at the TV every time they say, why aren't businesses hiring, right?
It is a bit disheartening because, you know, I definitely know there's people out there looking for jobs, but, you know, when the system is set up to encourage people to not look for jobs or not take work, if they're financially benefited to stay on unemployment, it is discouraging because we're the ones that are taking care of that.
Okay, Anthony Afrakia of Altruist Benefit Consulting in Bingham Farms, Michigan. Thanks so much. Are you still looking for somebody for that job? Because we might get calls.
Not at the moment, no, but thank you so much, Les. It was a pleasure being on here.
Have a good one.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.